The interest rate on many student loans is scheduled to double on July 1st to 6.8% from 3.4%. That was also expected to happen last year. Congress voted to extend the lower rate. That would make student loans at 6.8% higher than loans for cars or even homes. That would be one thing if the federal government was subsidizing student loans, but a February report from the Congressional Budget Office shows that the federal government makes 36 cents in profit on every student loan dollar it puts out. Overall, student loans will bring in $34 billion to the U.S. Treasury next year. Joining us to explain is Kelly Field, chief Washington reporter covering the federal higher education policy for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Kelly, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
There's something that doesn't compute here. Why would they need to raise student loans if the federal government is already making a pretty good return on it with the current rate?
Sure. Well, this is something that everybody has known was going to happen for quite a while. Back in 2006, when the Democrats took back the House, they made a pledge to half the interest rate on student loans from 6.8% to 3.4%. That was due to expire last year, but because we were in the midst of a campaign season, they postponed the increase for a year. So now it's set to take place this July 1st instead of last July 1st.
But with most interest,
everyone saw coming.
But with most interest rates so low, why is the train still rolling on this? I assume that most members of Congress would stand up and support higher education. And if the federal government isn't having to pay money out to make these possible, why aren't they making a change?
Well, it all has to do with the way that student loan interest rates are set. Currently, the rate is set by Congress years in advance. So they set the current rate back at the start of around 2001, I believe, when rates were higher and seemed like this would be a better deal at the time. Because the rates are determined by Congress and not tied to the government's cost of borrowing, we often see this discrepancy between what people are paying in the market for other things and to what people are paying on their student loans.
I understand student advocacy groups and others are speaking out on this issue today in the other Washington, as we call it here, saying that these rates should not double. What are some of the points that they're making to try to avoid this?
Well, they're arguing that the government shouldn't be profiting on student loans. They're arguing that, default rates are rising, students are struggling in the economy, there's a lot of unemployment among recent college grads, and that this is not the time to be allowing interest rates to rise. They support, along with a lot of other groups, a switch to a market-based rate that would more closely, more accurately reflect the true cost of borrowing.
Now, Congress put this off last year. What's your sense of what's going on this year, Kelly Field, in Congress? Do you think that there will be another move to delay this doubling or eliminate it?
Yeah, well, the Senate, in their budget proposal, has already called for extending the 3.4% rate indefinitely, but they don't include any money for it in their proposal. The House budget resolution doesn't address this issue. They would just let the rate increase on July 1st. There are a couple lawmakers on the House side in among the Democrats that have bills to try to either postpone the increase or put it off permanently. But a permanent fix at 3.4% isn't very likely. It's more likely that they would extend it for a couple more years while they try to figure out something longer term.
It seems as though it should be following the market rate in some way. The cost of the government's borrowing should somehow be tied to the rate that the government is charging for people who are borrowing money to go to college. Is there any effort to try to make this a permanent switch rather than get either behind or ahead of the curve by setting a rate that becomes outdated?
There is, actually. And there seems to be a growing consensus that that's the direction that we need to move in, except for a couple of these proposals to just extend it that I mentioned. The New America Foundation put out a report recently where they described a proposal to tie it to the Treasury rate, and the House Education Committee in Congress recently held a hearing where they considered that approach. Republicans were quite supportive of that, and some Democrats as well.
Well, so there might be a permanent fix. Hey, Kelly, we appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you.
Kelly Field, chief Washington reporter. She covers federal higher education policy for the Chronicle of Higher Education. You're listening to KUOW.